कश्चिद् आहुर अजम जातम पुण्य श्लोकस्य कीर्तये यदुः प्रियस्यां वयवाये मलयस्येव चंदनम. Translation: Some say that unborn is born for the glorification of pious king, and others say that he is born to please King Yadu, one of your dear most devotees. You appear in this family as sandalwood appears in the Malaya hills. Prabhupada lecture, I believe it is a lecture, but Prabhupada gave a series of lectures on prayers of or teachings of Queen Kunti, and the book is made up of those lectures. Because the Lord's appearance in this material world is bewildering, there are different opinions about the birth of the unborn. In the Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says that he takes his birth in the material world, although he is the Lord of all creation and he is unborn. So there can not be any denial of the birth of the unborn, because he himself establishes the truth. But still there are different opinions as to why he takes his birth. That is also declared in Bhagavad Gita. He appears by his own internal potency to re-establish the principles of religion and to protect the pious and annihilate the impious. That is the mission of the appearance of unborn. Still, it is said that the Lord is there to glorify the pious King Yudhishthira. Lord Sri Krishna certainly wanted to establish the kingdom of the Pandavas for the good of all in the world. When there is a pious king ruling over the world, the people are happy. When the ruler is impious, the people are unhappy. So, I'll skip little. Therefore, Maharaj Yudhishthira is meant here to be glorified by the Lord Krishna, who had also glorified King Yadu by taking birth in his family. He is known as Yadav, Yadu Veer, Yadu Nandan, etc. Although the Lord is always independent of such obligations, he is just like the sandalwood that grows in the Malaya hill. Trees can grow anywhere and everywhere, yet because the sandalwood tree grows mostly in the area of Malaya hill, the name sandalwood and the Malaya hills are interrelated. Therefore, the conclusion is that the Lord is never unborn like the sun, and yet he appears as the sun rises on eastern horizon, as the sun is never the sun of the eastern horizon. So the Lord is not one sun, but is the father of everything that be. In Bhagavad Gita 4.6, the Lord says, Ajopi san avyayatma bhutanam iswaropi san prakritim swam abhisthaya sambhavami atma mayaya. Although I am unborn and my transcendental body never deteriorates, and although I am the Lord of all sentient beings, I still appear in every millennium in my original transcendental form. Krishna is unborn and we are also unborn, but the difference is that unlike the Lord, we have been entangled in material body. Therefore, we cannot keep our position as unborn, but have to take birth and transmigrate from one body to another, with no guarantee of what kind of body we shall receive next. Even in this life, we are obliged to accept one body after another. As child gives up his childhood body and accepts the body of a boy, and the boy gives up his body to accept youthful body, which he then gives up for an old body. Therefore, it is natural to conclude that when one gives up one's old body, one will have to accept another body, again one will accept the body of the child. So now Prabhupada is explaining that spirit soul is also unborn, no jayate, no mriyate, no birth, no death. But because spirit soul accepts or become attached to material body, and that's why spirit soul has birth and death. But Krishna is not forced into this kind of reputation of birth, death, illness and disease. Now I'll skip the paragraph on 108, second paragraph. So let's skip that also and go to the third paragraph. Kunti says, Kachid Ahur Ajam Jatam, the Supreme Eternal, the Supreme Unborn, has now taken his birth. But although Krishna takes birth, his birth is not like ours. That we should know. The Lord says in Bhagavad Gita 4.9, Janma Karma Cha Me Jivyam Evam Yogitita Siddha Tyakva Deham Punar Janma. Wonderful. One who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities does not, upon leaving the body, take his birth again in this material world, but attends my eternal abode, O Arjuna. It is described in Srimad Bhagavatam that when Krishna first appeared, he did not take birth from the womb of Devaki. Rather, he first appeared in the majestic four-armed form of Lord Vishnu, and then he became a small child of the Devaki on the place he left. Therefore, Krishna's birth is transcendental, whereas our birth takes place by force, by the laws of nature. Krishna is not under the laws of nature. The laws of nature work under him. Maya dyakshena prakratihi suyate sacharacharam. Prakriti, nature, works under the order of Krishna, and we work under the order of nature. Krishna is master of nature, and we are the servant of nature. Therefore, Kunti says, kechit ahu. Someone may say that the unborn has taken birth. It may appear that he has taken birth just like us, but in fact he has not. Kunti Devi distinctly says, Kechit Ahur. Some foolish persons may say that he has taken birth. Krishna himself also says in Bhagavad Gita 9.11, Ava Jananti Mama Muda Manusim Sanu Mahasritam. Because I appear just like a human being, those who are rascals think that I am also just like an ordinary human being. Param bhavam ajananto. They do not know the mystery behind God taking birth like a human being. Then Prabhupada is explaining that anyonya, Krishna is smaller than the smallest and bigger than the biggest, and he enters into every atom. So what is the difficulty for Krishna to enter into his devotee's womb? So let's go to the next paragraph, starting but on the same page. But why Krishna should perform the pastimes of taking birth? Kunti Devi replies, Punya Sloka Kirtaya, to glorify those who are very pious and very much advanced in spiritual understanding. Krishna comes as the son of Devaki to glorify his devotee Devaki. Krishna comes the son of Jasoda to glorify Jasoda. Similarly, Krishna appears in the dynasty of Maharaj Yadu, his great devotee, just to glorify Maharaj Yadu. Thus, Krishna is still known as Yadav, the descendant of Maharaj Yadu. Krishna has no obligation to take his birth in a particular family or a country, but he takes birth to glorify a certain person or a certain family because of their devotion. Therefore, his birth is called Divyam, transcendental. The Lord is not obliged to take birth, but we are obliged to do so. That is the distinction between our birth and the birth of Krishna. If by our karma, our activities, we are fit to take birth in a good family in human society, or demigod society, we shall do so. But if our activities are low, like those of animals, we shall have to take birth in a family of animals. That is the force of karma. Karmana daivanitrena jantur deha upadite. Bhagavatam 3.31. We develop a certain type of body according to our karma. So I'll stop here and you can read rest of Prabhupada's purport to this verse, and also there is a nice verse before this verse which I didn't have time to read, but you can read also, and that is Maya Javanika Achannan. Maybe you can find that verse and see what it says. Anyway, I think it will take time. Janma Iswariya Sukhati. So I will just say from the first few words. So here, very profound understanding of Lord is given by both Queen Kunti and Srila Prabhupada. These are not ordinary human beings. They are explaining us why Lord appears in this material world. The last paragraph we read is the main reason why he appears in material world. And that is punya sloka sya kirtaye min, meaning that to glorify and to give pleasure to his devotees who are very, very exalted, like Mother Devaki, Mother Jasoda and King Yadu. He has many other subsidiary reasons to appear, like establishing religious principles, yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bhavata, abhyutthanam adharmasya tadatmanam sujamyam. Just to establish the religious principles and to kill the miscreants, he comes, but these are his subordinate reasons to appear. To establish religious principle, he can send Jesus Christ with more empowerment. He can send Srila Prabhupada with more empowerment, and whole world can take it up. But he cannot give pleasure to his devotees by being in Golok Vrindavan. Devotees such as Mother Devaki and King Yadu and Queen Kunti and Pandavas, he cannot do that. He has to personally come and give pleasure to them. Prabhupada gives good example that a small child is crying for a mother. You can give him anything and everything more valuable than mother, but it cannot be the same. Similarly, Krishna can establish religious principles and kill unlimited demons, biggest demons, by sending one of his incarnation or empowered the king like Prithu Maharaj and so many. But he cannot give pleasure to his devotees by doing so. Krishna personally had to attend his most pure, lovable devotees. This is his dharma, to always remain attracted and to give pleasure to his devotees, his quality called Bhakta Vatsa. He wants to give pleasure to his devotees. Without that, he cannot remain so. This is his dharma, nature. This is his quality, to give pleasure to his devotees. So that's why he personally has to attend Mother Devaki. Prabhupada gives very good story about this. He gives the story of Emperor King Akbar and his minister Birbal. Akbar, being Muslim king, he tells Birbal, his minister, that see your god Krishna, Rama, they come here in material world, and our Allah doesn't come. He doesn't have to take birth. He doesn't come like, rushing everywhere and anywhere. Your God is cheap. Even he takes birth in the womb, of woman. Allah doesn't do this. He's so great. So then Birbal says, okay, Your Honor, I will explain you one of these days why our God appears. So, 2-3 days later, Birbal devised a means to explain him that he created or manufactured or whatever it is, sculpture, very nice replica statue of his grandson who was very dear to Akbar, the newly born 2, 3, 5, 4 month old baby. The baby was very dear to grandfather Akbar, so he loved baby. So Birbal said to one of the lady servant who was keeping this baby that, please, tomorrow when we walk along the edge of river Jamuna on the castle, if you see Red Fort in Delhi, that was Akbar's palace. So when we walk along Jamuna, Jamuna was flowing right next to that wall. So they were, when we walk both together, me and Akbar, then you bring this statue baby wrapped around in a nice silk cloth and only face can be seen. So face will look like just like his grandson. So servant lady bring that statue baby, and Akbar was walking with Badsha, king, and he took that statue baby and just threw it into the river. And the king saw that his grandson he threw into the river is going to die. So he just jumped into the river to save the baby. And he came out with that statue. So then Birbal said, see, I was with you, I'm your servant. You could have ordered me to rescue or save the baby. And you have so many soldiers around here in your your palace, and so many people around, and you can order anyone. Go, immediately jump, and you can tell anybody. But you jump in. Why did you do so? He says, my grandson, I wanted to save, but I have to do this, so I just jump in. So then Birbal said, now you understand why our God comes. He comes to save his devotees. He comes to give pleasure to his devotees, like Mother Jasoda and Devaki and Yadu, King Yadu. So he personally has to come, and just like you personally wanted to take care of your baby, Krishna, God also has to personally attend his devotees. Krishna can send unlimited incarnation to do all the tasks, but he has to personally come to give pleasure to his devotees. Devotees will not be satisfied by any another means. So Mother Devaki and Vasudev, in their previous life, they were great devotees of Krishna, and they perform tapasya, austerity, and they ask boon from the Lord that we want a son just like you. So Krishna is asama urdhva. There is nobody equal to him, and there is nobody greater to him. So Krishna personally have to appear as their child. And Vasudeva and Devaki belongs to Yadu dynasty. And that's why Queen Kunti says, some of the people, they say that you wanted to glorify and please King Yadu, Yadu dynasty. You wanted to glorify Yadu dynasty. That's why you appeared in Yadu dynasty. The example is given by Queen Kunti that Malaya hills are hills, and those kind of hills you can find everywhere. But just to give big name to Malaya hill, the chandan, the nice sandalwood tree, would grow there, which give big name to Malaya hill. So Queen Kunti says that you appear to glorify this Yadu dynasty. And it is so. King Yadu was pious and a devotee of Krishna, but until Krishna came as Yadu Nandan, the dynasty was not glorified as much. So this is the main reason why Krishna appears. Even though he is unborn, he takes birth in material world. Mad bhaktanam vinodartham karomi vivida kriya bhagavat. That to give pleasure to my devotees, I enact my beautiful pastimes to give them pleasure and glorify them. So this is Krishna's main reason to appear in this material world. Some say, and some say like this, some say like that, it's not relevant, Queen Kunti says, but you appear to glorify your devotee. So he says in Bhagavad Gita, Janma Karma Cha Me Divyam, is transcendental to appearance, disappearance, and his activities are also transcendental. His disappearance is also transcendental, just like his birth is transcendental. It is described in Srimad Bhagavatam 12th canto that when Krishna accomplished all his transcendental pastimes on earth, all demigods, they came and they requested Lord Krishna to return back to home, back to Godhead. So Krishna, he went to Veeraval, it's called Rao, or known as the Somnath. And there is a very beautiful place where Lord Krishna disappeared from. So it is stated in Bhagavatam that he disappeared with his own body or as he is rather than his own body. There is no difference between Krishna and his body. Krishna's body, Krishna's soul, Krishna's activities, everything is one and the same Krishna. So he doesn't have to leave his body behind because he is the body and he is the soul and he is the Krishna. So in Bhagavatam, the word Svatanum is used. Svatanum means he disappeared, he went back with his own body. Sva, his own. Tanum, tanum means body. He went back with his own body. Not only that, but when he went to Swargaloka, he passed by Swargaloka to go back to home, back to Godhead. All demigods greeted him. They greeted him with beautiful garlands, very beautiful music, trumpets, bugles, and big, huge festivals. So how can you greet, or demigods can greet Krishna's soul if he did not go along with his transcendental body? So Krishna's appearance and disappearance are transcendental. So coming back to again same point, Krishna appears in this material world to give pleasure to his devotees. But in spiritual world, there is no birth of Krishna. He is always 16, a newly formed youth, full body, Navayavan body. So Krishna's childhood pastimes are not found in a spiritual world because he is not child there. He is youth, 16. That doesn't mean that Krishna does not enjoy his Vatsalya Ras with his parents there. Mother Jasoda and Nanda Maharaj are his eternal father. And they consider Krishna as their child, and Krishna enjoys that Vatsalya Ras with his elders and his parents. Krishna's original mother is Mother Jasoda. So coming back to the material world, especially Earth planet, and especially Bharatvarsh, and especially Vrindavan within Bharatvarsh, is a very, very pure, exalted, transcendental abode, original transcendental abode of Supreme Personality of God, Sri Krishna. So this is called Bhom Vrindavan, and that is called Golok Vrindavan. In Bhom Vrindavan, Bhom means earth, and Bhom Vrindavan means Vrindavan on the earth planet. And Golok Vrindavan means Vrindavan of Golok Dham. So, home Vrindavan, Krishna exhibits different childhood pastimes to give pleasure to his devotees, and those childhood pastimes are very, very, very sweet. More sweeter than pastimes in Golok Vrindavan, such as Ras dance and taking birth and giving pleasure to his mother and so forth. So let's touch little how, if you have time, I can describe you how he appears to Mother Yashoda, because my time looks like must be over by now. Everybody would like to hear? Okay. So actually original mother of Krishna is Mother Yashoda, and Yashoda and Nand Maharaj always lived in Braj, which is not Mathura. Braj means pasturing ground and some scattered houses around. That is Braj. And Mathura is a big city. So, original form of Krishna is described in Chaitanya Charitamrita that Swayam Rupe Swayam Krishna Doi Rupe Spurti Swayam Rupe Ek Krishna Vraja Grop Murti. That original form of Krishna is in Vraj, and that is Gopa Murti, that is cowherd boy. So this is his original form as a cowherd boy. So Chaitanya Charitamrita describes that Naravapu Krishnera Swarup Gopavesh Venukar Navakishor Natavar. This is the original description of original personality of Godhead Krishna. That is Naravapu. Krishna is having a form like human being. Naravapu, that means two-handed form. Naravapu Krishnera Swarup Gopavesh. And how does he appear? What does he wear? How does he wear? And that is Gopavesh. He's a gwala. He's a coward boy. He wears and he looks like a coward boy. Venukar, he holds or he plays flute. Venukar, Navakishore Natavar. And he is always now Kishore. Kishore and Navakishore means 18, 20. That is old Kishore. But Navakishore means 16 and little less 16. So newly acquired youth called Navakishore. 16 years. But he looks like 12, 13 year old boy, or, you know, he looks like girl almost. He doesn't have muscles. Neither he uses his muscles. You can see always he's like Radharani and him. People in West sometimes say, who is this girl? He's very delicately beautiful. Navakishore Natavara. So this is the original form of original personality of Godhead Krishna. The other place his abode is described, that Swayam Rupe Swayam Krishna. Anyway, Sadaishwarya Purna Golok Jardham. His abode is Golok Vrindavan, and he is full Godhead. So this Krishna has his full himself, perfect himself, and that's why he also has father, mother, girlfriend. Oh, there is no girlfriend there. They are all in Golok Vrindavan. All the girls belongs to Krishna in Swakiya Ras. That is his own. Nobody doubts that this is Krishna's girlfriend. It is not girlfriend, it is Krishna's consort, rather. So Krishna appears in this material world to enact his transcendental pastimes with his intimate associates, such as gopis, Mother Yashoda, Nanda Maharaj, and so many devotees, Uddhava and Vasudev, Devaki. He says that very nice sloka, Chaitanya Charitamrita 1:4, 26:28. Mo visaye gopi ganer upapati bhave योग माया करी बेक अपन प्रभावे अमीर न जानी तहा न जाने गोपी गण दोहार रूप गुणे दोहार नित्य हरे मन धर्मचारी रागे दोहे करे मिलन कबू मिले कबू ना मिले दैवेर गटन. मीनिंग दैट गोपीज इन गोलोक वृंदावन दे हैव स्वकीय रस बट ऑन भोम वृंदावन हियर ही वॉन्टेड टू गिव गोपीज ए टॉप मोस्ट ट्रांसेंडेंटल इंटेंस लव एंड ही इवन सेज दैट आई डोंट हैव दैट ट्रांसेंडेंटल मेलो इन गोलोक वृंदावन एंड ऑन भोम वृंदावन इट इज पॉसिबल दैट दे विल बी पराकिया दे विल बी माई गर्लफ्रेंड पराकिया दे विल हैव अदर हस्बैंड बट दे विल लव मी एज द पैरामो उपपति भावे सो दिस इज नॉट पॉसिबल इन गोलोक वृंदावन. Same thing with killing, having sporting pastimes to kill demons in Vraja. It's not possible in Goloka Vrindavan. There are no demons there. So to have these sporting pastimes and give pleasure to his devotee, he appears from Bhavandavan. So Mother Devaki, Uttapa and Vrishni Garbha, Vasudeva and Devaki wanted Krishna as their child. But their original father, mother is Jasoda and Nanda Maharaj. So what to do? So he appears in Vasudeva's mind first and then he also appears in Mother Jasoda's womb and in Mother Devaki's womb he tells his yoga maya to take a birth in Mother Devaki's womb. That means Mother Devaki does not give a birth to Yogamaya, but Yogamaya makes her feel that there is a baby in my womb. This is described by our Sat Goswamis. It is, Bhagavatam is different, but our Sat Goswami is describing Krishna's birth pastime this way. So Mother Jasoda had twins. So she gave birth to the twin Krishna and Yogamaya. And Mother Devaki had miscarriage. So Mother Devaki also gave a birth and that baby Vasudev carried across the river to Mother Jasoda's home. And we also know that Devaki saw a tall Vishnu Murti in full hair. So Krishna make her feel that I have appeared. So Mother Devaki gave birth to Yogamaya and that Yogamaya he is carrying to Gokul. And when he came to Jasoda, the Yogamaya merged into Yogamaya baby, a girl, and that Yogamaya he carrying Krishna back to Mathura. Yes, that is how it happened. Then he carries Lord Krishna back to Mathura. Anyway, you can read these pastimes, how Krishna, in other words, what I'm trying to say about this statement of Sat Goswami is that Krishna takes birth from Mother Jasoda because Jasoda is his original mother. And I said he goes back, but looks like he is living. He's staying with Mother Jasoda. Mother Jasoda became unconscious because of giving birth to two children. So she did not have any knowledge about this. So anyway, I'm a little off saying this past time, but next time maybe I'll read that a little more and tell you. But last thing that I would like to say is Krishna came on Bhum Vrindavan not to just give a pleasure to Devaki, Vasudev, Mother Jasoda, Nand Maharaj, but to Gopis and Queen Kuntis and Pandavas and so many of his devotees. That's why he personally appeared on our planet. This is the main purpose of his appearance. So thank you very much. Any questions?
I just explained the main reason for the appearance of the Lord, but we are not in that category, at least I can say for myself for sure. So So at the same time, we are celebrating some milestones. And I have personal organization also often spoke with many devotees. Somehow we have sometimes very big expectations of such a festival, everybody speaking about, and then somehow the festival is over and we are a little bit unfulfilled because we have two big expectations which are not relevant to our spiritual understanding, devotion level, devotion and that. So my question is, you can give us some tips how to adjust those expectations and the celebrating festival to help realistic expectations. What can we expect from the Janmashtami festival? How to approach the festival? Meditate about the appearance of the Lord so that we are not disappointed, so to say. Because if some devotees also are going to bring down, thinking of now I can dash a prayer and peace, and then nothing happens, then we are, you know, down. Mm. So how to adjust, how to understand well.
There is a nice sloka in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Lila, Charya, Swa, Swa, Rupa. Swa swa prem anurupa kare aswadan. That Lord Krishna's lilas, pastimes such as taking birth, are transcendental, pure. But according to our swa swa prem anurupa, so according to our level of consciousness, we can aswadhya, you can taste these pastimes according to our own level of Krishna consciousness. So we should try to intensify our Krishna consciousness on Janmashtami by fasting, by glorifying, chanting, serving, worshipping, intensive reading Bhagavatam, reading his appearance, the pastimes. We should intensify, and as much we can intensify and as much love we can exhibit on that day, that much we can experience this transcendental happiness. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.